Proclamation number 5806, dated the November 15th, 1953. Apparitions of Mary. Whatever you ask of me will be given to you if it benefits your soul. I will listen to every spiritual request, and I will enhance everyone's understanding. And therefore I will also correct misguided teachings which you humans have accepted. But only if you will believe my words, because people are already too entangled in error that it could be quickly eliminated, although common sense alone should realize the absurdity of what is presented to them as truth. I truly endeavor that all earthly children should find the path to me, and I would truly do everything to enlighten them. But I always have to consider the human being's free will and therefore cannot noticeably destroy a structure which was developed by people themselves. I cannot forcibly correct people's train of thoughts, I can only ever provide clarification by which they could learn to think correctly themselves, if they wanted to. Especially the will has an extremely strong tendency towards error in many people, and they tenaciously hold on to it. The error consists of the fact that people take a path which does not lead straight to me, that they aspire with all their might towards a goal which is more desirable than me, but which, in human terms, means, you shall have no other gods before me. And that is my adversary's doing, who aims to confuse people who want to do what is right. It concerns the human being's decision of will, the choice between me and him, which is the only purpose of earthly life. In order to displace me from the thoughts of people who do not obviously belong to him, he attempts to give them an apparently equivalent goal worth striving for. He opposes me in the disguise of piety. The achievement of this goal demands full strength of will and undivided aspiration. Hence he takes much time away from people that is apparently devoted to spiritual aspiration. He found good soil for his adverse activity wherever a second image was already established beside me, where the worship of God's Mother Mary was already more important than the striving for a heartfelt relationship with me. That is where he has an easy game. And he appears as an angel of light only to leave people in even more profound darkness. The beings of light are certainly able to manifest themselves to people with my permission when severe spiritual hardship necessitates this, but they will always draw their attention to me. They will try to guide people into truthful thinking. They will want to change people's wrong belief but never confirm an already existing error by trying to conform to this error. And beings of light who want to bring help to people on my behalf, will never announce revelations to immature children, because the purpose of every revelation from the spiritual kingdom is to inform all people of my will. My adversary, however, only wants to cause confusion. My adversary will prevent everything that could have redeeming consequences. My adversary wants to stop the heartfelt communication with me, the prayer in spirit and in truth, which need only involve a few words or heartfelt thoughts, by making people perform mechanical prayers in order to become credible as an angel of light. And thereby he wants to deprive people of valuable time which they could put to better use for their own perfection if they turned to me myself in innocence and love and appealed for my merciful help. My adversary works with much cunning and trickery. He has no qualms about shrouding himself with the gown of the Queen of Heaven, the purest, most enlightened being who is devoted to me with glowing love, who knows no other goal but to guide the people of earth back to me and who therefore would never appear in order to draw people's thoughts to herself, since she knows the purpose and goal of people's life on earth. Nevertheless, I do not prevent my adversary's actions, for all these apparitions are miracles of false Christs and prophets, miracles which surface from wrong thinking and wrong belief, which give him the right and the opportunity to manifest himself, and which only make him stronger, so that misguided teachings will be ever more firmly believed. Yet I will always take loving care of those who are misled and of good will, by entering their thoughts so that they recognize the true goal and, with help of the beings of light who work on my behalf, arrive at the light anyway. But the path of those who are thoughtless becomes very much longer, for unless they remove the unnecessary burden they cannot find the short path, which, however, has to be made even shorter in order to reach me, the path of pure truth, by which everyone is able to reach the goal in a short time. Amen.